This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So guess who's out at CNN after 20 years?
Who? Who's
Jeff that? Toobin. He's pulling out of CNN.
Oh, but
yeah. Jeff Toobin tweeting out, friends, I've decided that after 20 years, I'm leaving CNN after my vacation. Was great to spend my last day on air with pals Wolf, Anderson, and Don. Love all my former colleagues. Watch for my next book about the Oklahoma City bombing coming in 2023 from Simon & Schuster. In 2020, of course, Toobin was fired by The New Yorker, where he served as a staff writer after he was caught being king of his castle, master of his domain, during a staff Zoom call. After an investigation into the incident, Toobin issued a statement expressing his regret. He was initially suspended from The New Yorker and asked for time off from CNN to deal with personal issues, which turned into an 8-month hiatus from the network. He returned to deliver an apology for his actions on the air. Following his apology, Toobin was seemingly welcomed back. Now, you know, here's the thing about this. I mean, how do you, you can't come back from that.
No.
There are certain things you can come back from. Like, you can kill a guy and come back. You can't come back from this. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, listen, I killed a man just to see him die. But they'll be like, well, you're forgiven. Everybody makes mistakes. I was caught blanking myself on Zoom. You know, because you can't, nobody could take him seriously after that. That's the problem. Don't you think?
Well, yes, but also you just wonder, who was he looking at during the Zoom call?
So many questions.
I mean, it's just, ew.
Yeah, it's totally ew. And I think that as he sits there and he tries to pontificate and give his legal analysis about things, I think people just look at him and go, dude, you're the guy that was king of your castle on Zoom?
Yeah.
And that's all they can think of. I think that's literally all they can think of when they look at the guy. There's, they can't take a word of his FBI, of his his analysis at anything seriously. That, I think, is the reality. I mean, I feel bad for him, but I don't feel bad for him at the same time. I really don't. Actually, I don't feel bad for him. I have no sympathy for him. He's a buffoon. He's a buffoon. Let's be honest. Don't you think? He's a buffoon.
He is, and he and his little supporters at CNN would be the first ones, if that were somebody else, especially somebody with an R behind their name as, you know, whatever, somebody who's a conservative commentator or whatever, they'd be the first ones to say that person should be fired.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So as far as I'm concerned, he got to keep his job for 2 years, nearly 2 years after this happened, which is, I mean, the New Yorker fired him appropriately, but CNN keeping him on for nearly 2 years. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really just gross. Yeah. Just gross. Blah, blah. What else was I going to mention today as well? So let's see. The major problem that I have right now with the media's reaction to the whole thing with Mar-a-Lago and the raid on Trump is that you've got a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who are coming out and saying we need to have transparency and release the affidavit. This is what they're saying. The fact that Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, who was no fan of Trump's, as you know, and for many of you, just hearing his name just makes you cringe if you're a Trump supporter. But even he's coming out and saying this. Even he's coming out and saying, we need to have the affidavit here. We need to see this. We need to see what's going on. And we need to absolutely be told what is the basis for the government's decision to go before a judge and get the search warrant. The search warrant is not going to tell us a damn thing, and it really didn't. But I told you that on Friday. I said, whenever the judge releases this, which could be at 3 o'clock, could be next week, as it, and the judge released it pretty quickly after the 3 p.m. Timeline passed for the Trump legal team to object to its release. And everybody was reporting on this, and there was nothing really in there that was a smoking gun or anything else that would really make people think to themselves, okay, there's a problem here. And that's exactly it. You and I are both waiting to find out what the actual details are, the details in all this. You know, and Ron DeSantis is very smart politically. DeSantis is a very smart guy. He knows that if Trump runs, he can't. He knows that. But he also knows that if Trump decides not to run, then it's his time. And it really is. In politics, timing is everything. And I think this is Ron DeSantis' moment. And if Trump runs, then Ron DeSantis' moment could be in 4 years or 6 years. But it could not be. You don't know. I mean, that's the thing about politics. When it's your time, it's your time. And I think Democrats know it's Ron DeSantis' time. And this is a big part of why they're trying to get Trump in the race, because they think Trump is easier to beat. I think they think they've already beat Trump. So then beating him again won't be a problem. Now, I think they're playing with fire, as I've said, and I'm not so sure I agree with that. I think, if anything, if the economy is this bad, I think any Republican wins. But I'm telling you what Democrats are thinking. And so the Democrat mentality is Ron DeSantis is untested. He's the governor of Florida. He's going to win Florida again. He's going to get reelected. That means he's won a must-win state twice. That's a pretty good resume going into a presidential election. But DeSantis knows that if Trump runs, he can't. So DeSantis on Sunday evening gave a 40-minute speech at a campaign rally put together by Turning Point Action on behalf of Carrie Lake. She's running for governor. And Blake Masters, who's challenging Mark Kelly. This is out in Arizona. Former President Trump endorsed Lake and Baster. DeSantis got rave reviews from those assembled at the rally, according to Politico. And at one point was labeled the Beast of the East. And he talked about his anti-lockdown stances, criticized President Joe Biden, slammed Biden's immigration policy, where he also asserted that he would send Florida National Guard to help secure the border in Arizona if Lake were elected. DeSantis thundered against Disney and woke corporations. He touched on his recent decision to suspend that state attorney. We talked about that last week or the week before. And the governor did make some extended comments about the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago, which had drawn the ire of several previous speakers at the campaign rally. DeSantis criticized the search by suggesting the FBI was taking action against people who were, quote, opposed to the regime. And he questioned why the FBI did not execute a search warrant against Hillary Clinton in 2016 when she had a rogue server. He says, I don't remember them doing that, DeSantis said. He brought up the Russian investigation, and during his remarks about the search warrant, he never said Trump's name. Interesting. Now, there's a Democrat primary going on in Florida as well. Nikki Freed, who is the Secretary of Agriculture, is running behind Charlie Crist. Now, Charlie Crist is a hack and a liar and a has-been, and he's probably going to get the Democrat nomination. I mean, maybe Freed could pull out, but, you know, pull ahead of him, but it looks like Charlie Crist, as of right now, looks like he's going to win. But there was a little bit of controversy when Nikki Freed was asked about the Sierra Club of Florida and a recent New York Post story that questioned the steps that she had taken against sugarcane burning. Now, it sounds kind of like inside baseball, but she was trying to explain what was happening in this little scandal that was brought up here regarding her lack of enforcement in this, and then claiming that Charlie Crist campaign was actually putting this story out there. And in other words, the Democrats are a mess. They don't even have a unified ticket to go up against Governor DeSantis. So he's going to win. He's going to win the race. And that brings me to 2024. How could a 2024 White House bid affect DeSantis' gubernatorial run? DeSantis has been treading carefully to ensure voters know Florida remains his top priority. Despite the fact, they say, it would be unprecedented and possibly detrimental to his campaign to announce a presidential run during another campaign. They say DeSantis' 2024 talk is unavoidable. Voters across the ideological spectrum don't like the idea that they're just being a platform for the next big thing. So he's wise to downplay it. But they're navigating this very, very carefully. and waiting to see. Already, roughly 1.1 million votes by mail have been cast for the primary in Florida, which, again, DeSantis is going to be fine. He's raised more than $3.5 million in the last couple weeks. He's a fundraising machine. He really is a machine. And his press secretary, who's been very controversial on Twitter, although I love her tweets, Christina Pushaw, she's now going over to the campaign. But I'm just pointing this out because a lot of the questions that regard 2024 and why I think it is that the Democrats want Trump, and I think why the Democrats are playing with fire here, is because everywhere Trump has endorsed a candidate, for the most part, the candidate has won. And Liz Cheney is the last candidate now standing facing the abyss. And tomorrow is the day. And guess what Politico says? The Wyoming Republican is likely to lose in tomorrow's primary. She's going to lose. There's no doubt she's going to lose. I have no question about it. She's going to lose. When Liz Cheney loses tomorrow in the Republican primary, that's going to tell you everything you need to know about where Republican voters stand, period. Because no matter what, the Cheney name, Dick Cheney doing an ad against Trump and all these things mean not when you oppose Trump. Because that's where the Republican Party still is, in a lot of ways, still with him. And I think Democrats know that, and Democrats want to make sure they do everything they can to put him on the ballot because they think in a general election he loses, and this has been their pattern going on for quite some time. That's where things stand today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.